Fanny Bolton explains her editorial work. In letters, one to an acquaintance written in Australia and another a confession addressed to dear brethren in the truth, penned after returning to the United States, Fanny Bolton spoke truthfully concerning the work done by those who assisted Ellen White in her work. Here are a few paragraphs from the two statements. The first was written November 11, 1894, to a Miss Malcolm. Concerning the matter of which I have written to you before, I will say that there is no reason why you or anyone else should be thrown into perplexity. Sister White is the prophet of the Lord for the remnant church, and though the Lord has seen fit to choose one for this work who is not proficient in grammar and rhetoric, and this lack is supplied by others, yet she is responsible for every thought, for every expression, in her writings. Every manuscript that is edited goes back to her for examination, and this work committed to those who have been called to labor in this branch is not done without prayer and consecration. The word of the Lord comes to her, but if in the words, passing through the human channel, the human imperfection in education leaves its impress, why should it be a perplexity if God should lay upon another the trifling duty of putting the subject of a sentence in harmony with its verb, or the number or gender of a thing mentioned in harmony with the fact that determines the number and gender? There are many ways of expressing the same thought. We may say, sit down, take a chair, the sun shines, it is a bright day, the atmosphere is illuminated, and not mar the thought in using different words. Now, as far as changing Sister White's expressions are concerned, I can say that just as far as it is consistent with grammar and rhetoric, her expressions are left intact. DF 445b, Fanny Bolton to Miss Malcolm, November 11, 1894. 7 years later, in 1901, she wrote. The editors in no wise change Sister White's expression if it is grammatically correct, and is an evident expression of the evident thought. Sister White, as human instrumentality, has a pronounced style of her own, which is preserved all through her books and articles, that stamps the matter with her individuality. Many times her manuscript does not need any editing, often but slight editing, and again, a great deal of literary work, but article or chapter, whatever has been done upon it, is passed back into her hands by the editor, and the spirit of prophecy then appropriates the matter, and it becomes, when approved, the chosen expression of the Spirit of God. DF 445a, A Confession Concerning the Testimony of Jesus Christ, written in early 1901 to Dear Brethren in the Truth.